but I did say the words or phrase or sentence, whichever way you like to look at it. It's ever so difficult to see your freedom when all you can see is your past. And it's when your past sort of gets in the way of that freedom is where you become tangled up. And what I'm tending to talk about today is the muck in your mind. You've got all of this stuff stewing around in your mind, and that is not giving you that release that you need to move into an area of freedom in your lives. You know, we've also suggested that we're fighting these battles, but sometimes these battles we're fighting, we're doing the fighting. God wants his battle back. Now, if you can fix it yourself in your own life, if you can contend with something, you can work through something, then quickly fix it. But if the battle is too big, and that's what happens in a lot of situations, if the battle is big, then hand it over to God. Let him take the full responsibility. And God is bigger than, and I think you remember that, than any battle that you can dish up to him. As I said, if there's something before you, you can fix it, then fix it. But if the hurdle or obstacle in your life is bigger than what you can deal with, get God on the job. And that is the most easiest thing I can say in the least amount of words. Get God on the job. I want to give you a little project for the week. It's a cute little one. It's not a hard little one. And it's a little project to help you get some stuff out of your head. Most of the stuff, say stuff. Yeah. It's like what you put in a chook at Christmas time. It just sort of fills a hole in the middle. What do you put in a duck or a turkey or anything? Stuffing. And it fills the bit in the middle. Robin bought one at Coles the other day, which it took that promised to be the world. What was it called? A Portuguese chook. Stuffed with stuffing. And they might as well not have put that stuffing in. It was not really good. And what we've got to be very careful is when we put some stuff in our head. Now, there's 100 scriptures I could give you about renewing your mind and all of that. But I know jolly well that you won't take them on board. You get out of here and they'll be gone. But there's a lot of the stuff that we contend with will loop around. Yeah. You agree with me on that? We'll loop around. And unfortunately, we'll end up with scarcity or shame or lack. Yeah. All of that sort of stuff as it loops around over and over again. And that's sort of what I wanted to touch on today. It's about every sermon that you preach to yourself will end up with the same outcome. Every sermon you preach to yourself will end up with the same outcome. In other words, when you preach to yourself from yourself, it will have the same ending. Scarcity, lack, or shame. You'll get up in the morning and there will be something there, and you'll start at the bottom of the loop And as you start at the bottom of the loop, I can bet you that it will either have some element of scarcity or some element of lack, some element of shame, or whatever the problem. And it'll loop up and round it'll go, and it'll go like a roller coaster. And what happens with the roller coaster? It gets back to the beginning. Most people with a lot of money, they'll jump back on the roller coaster and go for another ride. But this thing goes on through your head during the day. This stuff will loop around. And that's actually you preaching to yourself. That's you preaching to yourself. And I want to give you a comparison today when David, later to become King David, but in his circumstances here, and I'll get Travis to put that scripture up that I gave you. You know, we read these beautiful psalms, and he later became King David, and he had all of these promises. All of these wonderful, wonderful promises. And he really didn't, where he was, if you picked his location, didn't have a whole lot going for him. And he turns out with something like this. Now, I've pulled it out of the Amplified version of the Bible, so I will cut out a bit of that stuff in the brackets. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Can you see the difference in his preaching style? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. So he wakes up in the morning in his cave, probably at En Gedi, with his band of merry men like Robin Hood. And he didn't sort of say, oh, as he picked the sleep out of his eyes, this is not being sort of very kingly. I haven't got much going for me here. But he turns and says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all of your diseases. That's pretty strong. And the Lord needs a clap offering of praise for that. That's David preaching. That's not David preaching out of himself and saying, oh, I haven't got a good mattress here in this cave at En Gedi. Oh, talk about the Spice Girls. He didn't have a lot going. And it goes on, that scripture, who redeems your life from the pit and corruption, who beautifies, dignifies and crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy. That's strong. That's really strong. Who satisfies your mouth. And I will put the bracketed in there, your necessity and desire at your personal age and situation, with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Your youth is renewed like them. In other words, it is strong, it is overcoming, I think that says, and soaring. I pinched page 11 out of the paper, and I just sort of grabbed it quickly this morning again. So if Travis is trying to read it when he gets home, I'll have to give it back to him. Just to have a... There's a lot of things you can preach on about eagles, but have a look at that eagle in far north Queensland lifting that pig out of that. That's pretty incredible. He wanted pork for lunch. That's pretty, pretty potent. It's stunning, you know, the qualities that what an eagle can do. And that's another side of it. Oh, pig for lunch. roast pork for lunch. And that's sort of David preaching, very, very different to how we can preach to ourselves. Thanks, Travis, for that. That's Psalm 103, if you're a student of the Word of God. Friends, the moment we wake up and start preaching to ourselves, first thing that you probably will say, the moment we wake up and start preaching to ourselves, the first thing you'll say, oh, I didn't get much sleep last night. Here we go. Yeah. Or if it's not the sleep thing, oh, Lord, where am I going to get the money to pay that bill? Now, that's you preaching out of yourself, and you're starting the loop that'll spin all day. That's not what David did. It's totally different to that psalm. And you might say, well, that's him. But God is saying, start picking up on the source of supply. Start picking up on the source of supply and preach out of the source. You know, that would have to be the devil's favourite sermon. Not enough. Say, not enough. That's the title of his favourite sermon. He'll lay that in your ears. He'll lay that in your heart. And you'll go through the day hearing that, not enough. I haven't got enough time to do this. I haven't got enough money to do this. How am I going to fit this in? Not enough. And that's the devil preaching to you. That's the not enough side of it. Jesus asked his disciples to feed the 5,000. You know the story, to feed the 5,000. And what did they say? We have but 5 loaves and a couple of fish. And that's not enough. That's not enough. 5 loaves, 2 fish, 5,000 people, that's not enough. You know, they were preaching to themselves. Those disciples were preaching to themselves. And do you know the key to that? They were standing next door to the source. They were standing next door to the source. How different would some of our stories be today if you stopped asking yourself and you went to the source? That you stopped asking yourself and went to the source. In other words, as what the disciples, oh, look at 5,000 people. Not much food, not enough. And here's the source standing alongside. Whatever your not enough is, the reality is you are standing alongside the source. got to untangle the muck that's in our minds, because Jesus is more than enough. Say, he's more than enough. Say that again. He's more than enough. And I guess you really need to understand that he is indeed more than enough. I suppose we need to come a little loopy as our day starts. That's where I started this bit. If your day is sort of really starting with ourselves, this all sounds a little bit basic. But we've really got to lock on to the source and travel the circuit of the day. And the source is obviously Jesus, and things will begin to change gradually for you. We have to keep the beat of heaven. I'm coming back to this in a minute. In our heart, because there's always enough. Always enough. In fact, more than enough. There's more than enough grace. There's more than enough kindness. There's more than enough mercy. There's more than enough pure love, healing. There's more than enough to fulfill every one of your single needs. There's more than enough. There's much in our minds that has to go. And there's a term they all use now. Tom would know a bit about it. A factory reset. And I think Donna's had her phone out for a factory reset too. And that really purges the whole system. It's supposed to, at any rate, and starts off fresh. And I guess we can say that there is more than enough at the source. At the source. We've got to remember, we've got to go to the source. And I suppose we do have to have a factory reset. Keep the beat of heaven in your heart. Keep the beat of heaven. And as much as I don't want to say anything about a rugby league, I don't want to say anything about a rugby league grand final. I'm over it. But the Canberra Raiders, the Canberra Raiders have themselves, have you seen the thing on TV? That. Let's keep the beat of heaven in our hearts. That's exactly right. And when you wake up of a morning, disturb the neighbours if you're feeling flat. If you're feeling down, and keep the beat of heaven in your hearts. And say, I'm going to the source. I'm going to Jesus. There's more than enough. Absolutely. Praise God. Travis, I'm going to get you to put something on to wrap us up. Now, I might get some of you out there praying for each other today before we break off for lunch, and get our minds set on the week ahead, and obviously leading to what's going to be a pretty good meeting here as well next week. Amen? Amen. That little pig would have got the shock of its life, wouldn't it?